Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
It's Blackjack Farms and Guests' annual female production sale coming up on Saturday, October the 10th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. The lots are being consigned by Blackjack Farms, McCarran Farms, and Pfeiffer Angus Farms and include 70 Angus and Simmental Sim-Angus lots. Sale books online at mcsauction.com or you can call sale manager Matt Sims for more information at 405-641-6081. Blackjack Farms and Guests' female production sale Saturday, October the 10th in Seminole.
Futures today were slightly higher for the feeder cattle, live cattle. Futures market, the live cattle were up 60 in October at 108.77. Tomorrow becomes, we get into the delivery period. So if you're long the live cattle in October, you have a little bit of risk there, but it was higher. December was the next month out up 77 at 111.82. And today's trade was actually pretty quiet. There was a lot of news, you know, regarding the U.S. President Trump. And the coronavirus, but the markets held together real well all day today, but actually just pretty quiet here, not a whole lot of trading action. The feeder cattle were up 35 in October at 140.25, November's up 32 at 140.20, January's up 35 here at 138.35, and boxed beef at bid day was down $1.41 on choice at 217.47, select up $1.65 at 209.26. We've been really steady going back to the middle part of September after going up to a high. Went all the way to like 231 back in August and then down to 215. So had a $16 sell-off, and we've really been steady since mid-September on the boxed beef trade, at least on the choice trade.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the B&L Red Angus Bull and Female Sale Friday, October 9th at 1 o'clock at the ranch in Putnam, Oklahoma. This year featuring 49 Red Angus 18-month-old bulls, 3 registered Red Angus bred heifers, and 8 registered Red Angus open heifers. Online bidding is available through DV Auction. For auction details and a sale catalog, go to blredangus.com or contact Benji or Lori White, 580-334-2801.
Now today's grain action, a mixed corn and beans, just about unchanged here. Corn down a half, which put December at 379 and a half. Beans are up a penny at 1021 and three quarters. The wheat market was the leader today, up 15 cents in Kansas City. December, the July was at 544 and a half, up 13 and a half. So look at the July 21 wheat crop, which is the crop that's in the ground now. Large area of dryness here in the U.S. and what's also over there in Eastern Europe and Russia. So that's lifting prices here to contract highs for that July contract. And if any forecast at all comes for either Europe or the U.S., and there's a likelihood of the weather pattern changing, you could look for wheat to maybe stop going up here at these levels. So this may be an opportunity here on that July Kansas City wheat. And also the cotton today, it pulled back off of the highs pretty considerably. It was only at 66.03, up 21, but today's high was 67.14, which is the highest it's been on this move. It was higher back in February, and actually the high was in the low 70s, but it continues to grind higher, and it's been a really steady rally going all the way back to the first part of April.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.